everybody. Welcome to the Bookshelf and Beyond. My name is Harjis, and in this show, I'll be discussing books to everything else. So today we have a special guest, my wonderful big sister, well, cousin, Amol.
Hi, guys. What's up? This is my first podcast ever. I'm so honored to be here and to feature on this amazing podcast by Harjas Kaur. So what's up, Harjas? How's your ankle?
Oh, it's good. If you guys have listened to my other episodes, you know I sprained my ankle at a soccer game. Well, did you know, Anmol, that when I was using my crutches and I accidentally put weight on my bad foot and I fell and the crutches went like, washa, and it was like a big red mark. It was
I saw that. That looks really painful.
Yeah. Anyway, I heard that, I know that you had a bad injury.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I tore my ACL while I was wrestling. And you know, that still hurts to this day, so... Sports injuries are no joke.
At least you know if it will rain or not.
Yeah. So I have here a really extensive list of books that I read, you know, in sixth grade and in my childhood. And I wanted to talk about some of them today with you.
Yeah, she loves books as much as me, so we're best friends.
That is very true. A lot of the books Harjas has read, I have inspired her to do so. Much to your mommy's dismay, because you're always reading now. Okay, so the first few books I want to talk about is, you know, it's like a list of books that really reminds me of Harjas's vibe. You know Fancy Nancy? Do you know that lady? You know that lady, right?
Yeah.
So Fancy Nancy is a childhood character. You know, she's fancy. She loves all things French, and her room is absolutely insane. And all the books that I read growing up, I wished I had her room. You know, it was just full of stuff and ruffles and stuffed animals. And recently, I stepped foot in Harjas's room, and it was literally the same thing. There was stuff everywhere, and it was weird stuff, you know. But that really reminds me of Harjas, because Harjas is kind of fancy sometimes.
Did I tell you I got this rock from the zoo recently, the one where you can crack open?
A geode.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you have a very nice collection of rocks. I've seen them. They're very pretty. You know, another author who really reminds me of your vibe is Rania Telegmir. She illustrated The Babysitter's Club and Smile and Sisters, and she also illustrated Drama and Ghosts.
I read all of those books. I love
Rania Telegmir.
Yeah, you can just say her name.
Yeah.
She's a really good author, well, illustrator, and I love how when she illustrated The Babysitter's Club, too.
Yeah, I would say she's both an author and an illustrator, considering that Smile and Sisters are based off of her own life, you know? So it's almost like a biography that she did, an autobiography.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, and I remember reading The Babysitter's Club that she had illustrated, and all of those characters were so full of, like, their own personality, you know, that it kind of influenced me a little, especially Claudia. Claudia was really artistic, and her room was also super nice. I guess there's a running theme about rooms, because you really remind me of Claudia.
And you know, Claudia, the new book that came out is where Claudia broke her leg. So I read that after I sprained my ankle to make me...
feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked... She was my favorite, but also Christy, because she was so independent. And she did a lot of things on her own. You know, she had a lot of siblings that she had to look out for. Also, I loved the dog in that book.
I also really liked Dawn.
Dawn, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really liked her.
Yes, she showed up more in the other books where they switched illustrators. So towards like the fifth or sixth one of the graphic novels, Rania Telegmir did not illustrate those. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure Dawn looked a little bit different in those books.
Yeah, I was surprised because I read all the graphic novels, and it looks really different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every illustrator has their own style.
Yeah, I like that. I love that a lot. So, moving on. I think we need to talk about Harry Potter. Because I introduced Harry Potter to Harjas. Because it was quite revolutionary for me, you know? this little nerd boy living under the stairs, and he had a weird old mark on his forehead, and and then everything that happened afterwards, you know.
You know, you had this figurine of Snape, I think, and I thought it was because you used to watch The Office. And I thought it was somebody from The Office, and I was like, oh, who's that? Is that, like, The Office guy? And I didn't know what Harry Potter was, but I just knew you loved it. And soon I got to read it, too, and I loved it.
Yeah, little did she know, her whole life was about to change. I think that was the first series you ever read, right?
No, the first series was that that Curiosity Killed the Cat, the book you gave me. That was the first book I read by myself.
Yes, so those were really good, too, though. They were kind of, like, supernatural, you know, like mystery thriller kind of thing. Like
the apple series.
Poisoned apple.
There's a rotten apple. Yeah. There's a candy apple.
I think it was just poisoned apple and rotten apple, because the poisoned one were about supernatural things, and then the rotten apple were about zombies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Zombie dog.
But on the end of one of the books, they showed all of the candy apples ones. Yeah. Candy apples
too. Oh, yes. Those were just about normal things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember hating those because they were so boring. There was nothing about them, you know, the poison apple ones. At the time, they used to scare me so bad.
Really?
Because I was a scaredy cat.
Can you imagine? Curiosity Killed the
Cat. That one is really good. Also, those characters are pretty well written, considering, you know, it's just like a not very well known children's book, and there's a different author for almost every single book. It's like this huge franchise,
like they're all, the authors are like friends.
And they all hang out and do author stuff.
What if they have, like, every, like, weekend, they have, like, author writing thing, like a writing.
Like a brainstorm session?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Like, they eat tiny scones and drink tea.
A tea party for authors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Harry Potter was a big part of my life, and now it's a big part of Harjas's life, which is pretty amazing, you know? A couple years back, not a couple, but like quite a few, we went to Universal Studios. Me and my brother and my family,
Me too. We went to, in Florida, we went to Universal Studios in Disney World. And I ate a chocolate frog, got my own wand, and it was the best day of my life.
Yeah. I wish we could have experienced that together, but we have to go to London together sometime. That would be amazing.
Yeah. They have Paris.
Yeah, Paris. But London, they have a really, really, like... I wouldn't say exact replica, but they have a really close replica of Diagon Alley.
Really?
Yeah. You can go get stuff to eat and shop like you're a normal wizard.
Better than Universal Studios?
Oh, yeah. Way better, because it's in London. So, you know.
Can't wait. You know, you know what? One thing I'm excited for my 11th birthday.
Well, Harjas's 11th birthday is coming up.
Yeah. And... ever since I read Harry Potter, I hoped that I would get a letter on my 11th birthday. So I've been looking forward to it, hoping I would get a letter, but I don't know yet.
I bet you'll get a letter. I don't know if it'll be delivered by Owl, but I bet you will get a letter.
Hopefully.
Uh-huh. So now I want to segue. This is a poor segue, but I want to segue into sixth grade novels. Now in sixth grade... I had a huge dystopian phase. You know, I could have started later because these books kind of, they influenced me a lot going into high school. I thought I was better than everybody for having read these in sixth grade. But now that I think about it, it might be a little bit normal. The first two I want to talk about is Divergent and Maze Runner. So maybe because I can tell by Harjas's face, she doesn't know what dystopian means. It's like, you know, our world, but different. Our world, but there's a group of people out there who are in suffering, and there's another group of people out there who rule over those people in suffering. So obviously the one everybody knows is Hunger Games, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's districts 1 through 12, and they're under the rule of the Capitol, who keeps them squished by using the Hunger Games, you know? So the Hunger Games is like a tournament where all of these kids go in, two from each district, one boy, one girl, and it's like a fight to the death. You know, so that's pretty dystopian.
Yeah, I haven't read The Hunger Games or watched it.
It's pretty violent. I recommend you wait until at least eighth grade.
I did read a few chapters because my mom had it, and there was, like, you know, the sneak on their phone, and there's like, the sneak peek.
Synopsis?
Well, not synopsis. Like, they let you read a few chapters.
Oh, so you actually read the first chapter?
Yeah, okay. to see if, like, you wanted to buy it. But I was like... Not right now, because it was like raining and I was tired. But
just scrolling. Let me see. Yeah. So, dystopian. So the ones that I read in sixth grade, the first one was Divergent. And I read this book because I still remember her name, but I don't remember what she looks like. Her name was Nicole, and she had an older sister. And I remember thinking Nicole was pretty cool because Nicole was nice to me. And Nicole told me that she read Divergent and she watched the movies, and it was so crazy. It was so insane. And I was like, let me check it out. So coincidentally, that same week, we had gone to Half Price Books, and I got Divergent for $1.
Really?
Yeah, the first one. And I read it, and I thought, this is another book that just changed my life. Because I was in sixth grade. I was pretty easy to influence back then when it came to books. So that one, I might have been too young to read that. I ended up not reading the other two for quite some time, or four.
What was the books about?
Divergent? I can't even remember now, honestly. The first book was about this girl named Trix, Beatrix. I don't remember. It was almost the same vibe as The Hunger Games, except nobody was hungry, but there was a tyrannical government.
Uh-huh.
You know. And then the other book, which I think you are old enough to read, was The Maze Runner. Now, I could still reread Maze Runner to this day. It's that good. And I'm not going to spoil anything. I just want you to read that on your own.
Can you just like you know how the synopsis? Okay, yes.
So there's a group of kids, teenagers, who live in the middle of a maze. And they can't leave the maze because there's stuff out there.
How do they get in the maze?
That's what you got to figure out. That's literally the entire plot of the rest of the books, is how do they even get there in the first place?
Like, they don't know their name or anything?
They don't know their names. The main character figured out his name from a slip, like a piece of paper in his pocket.
Oh, I know that. There's a TV show about it. And we watched a few episodes. Is it called
The Hollow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We watched a few episodes and stopped. We didn't get it.
Yeah. The kids, him at the mnemonic, were watching The Hollow, and they thought it was creepy, so they turned it off.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. Now moving on from dystopian a little bit. This other book I read in sixth grade was called The School for Good and Evil.
Now, I read that movie. I saw the movie.
Now, that movie does not do that book justice, in my opinion. I think the acting was kind of cringy. But I remember when I first read this book, I had started it a few days before the STAR test. Now, this was the English STAR test. And I remember trying to rush through my English STAR test so that I would have 3 hours of uninterrupted reading. And honestly, I used to love taking the STAR test, especially the English one, because I was too. A nerd. Yeah, we're nerds. Because I loved reading, so I knew how to answer these questions, and I was good at it. And I got to eat snacks, and I just got to read when I was done. That was the best day. Are we not nerds for that?
Yeah, nobody interrupts us. Nobody keeps talking over us and annoying us.
Exactly.
It's the best.
Yeah. So now The School for Good and Evil, I think you should read it. Honestly, when I read it, it made my stomach hurt at the time because I was I didn't really like conflict growing up. But that book is so good now that I think back on it. And honestly, it's really deep. That's a deep book. It's about, one of the things I want to bring out about it is the friendship between the two main characters.
Yeah, when I watched the movie, I don't know.
Yeah, the movie does not do it justice. The friendship between the two main characters it's deep. These two girls who start out as friends, and then they become rivals, and then they become friends again.
Yeah, I was sad that she got dropped into the school of good, and then the other girl got dropped into the school of evil.
Really?
And yeah, I was sad.
I figured that's the whole plot, you know. In the movie, like I said, you shouldn't, refer to the movie. In the book, it's really clear that the girl who got dropped into good was supposed to be in good, and the girl who got dropped into evil was supposed to be in evil.
Oh, really? It's not clear that.
No, that's why you got to read the book first and then make your conclusions from there.
I will read the book.
Yeah. Now,
You know the author for The School of Good and Evil? So I went to this book fair, And it was like a lot of authors. There's the author of Wings of Fire, the author Stuart Gibbs, the author of Spy School, Fun Jungle. There was Lewis. How do you say her name again?
Lois Lowry.
Lois Lowry, the author of The Giver and stuff. And I met a lot of them. It was really, really fun, and I got to hear them talk. And every time I tell myself I met one of those authors, I can't stop smiling. So you know, the author for The School of Good and Evil was there too. But since I didn't read the book, I didn't go to his table.
Nice. Now, I know you met your absolutely favorite author over there. Mm-hmm. Who is that?
It was it's Stuart Gibbs.
Stuart Gibbs. Do you know, back in my day, my Stuart Gibbs was April Henry.
April Henry? Who's that?
She wrote, I guess you could say, thrillers, suspense. But they were, that was like the reason that I'm into true crime today. Because these books were really, they were really real. You know, it was about missing girls, and, you know, like, it's hard to explain, because I don't really remember, but the missing girls part used to really freak me out.
Yeah, and that would seem creepy. Yeah.
And in the end, they were always found, so there was always a happy ending.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really, like, it reminds me of Enola Holmes. I read the, there's this, a book, the graphic novel about it, and I read that. But well, in Stuart Gibbs, he does a lot of CIA type of thing. So there's Fun Jungle, and there's this kid who lives, like, his parents live like outside, like they and the person who owns is like the most like famous person in the whole world, and his daughter is like, she does not like, she's like the most famous, but she hates because everybody like rumors about her and everything, and he has to solve animal cases. Then the other one, he gets into a spy school for like for the CIA, and the Charlie Thorne, those are the three main ones. And then the Charlie Thorne is she's really smart. She's already in college, and she's recruited by her half brother Dante. He's works in the CIA. He kidnaps her to make her solve this mission. And it's like a bunch of people like Charles Darwin and like a bunch of other people.
Famous philosophers.
Yeah. And they like have discoveries that they didn't tell anyone.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. So she like travels the and then tries to find.
These sound like very good books of substance, you know, not just like willy-nilly adventure books. Sounds like you actually have to think while you're reading them.
Yeah.
Are they fun to read?
They are really fun. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I don't like about mystery novels is, like, it's not fun to read it after because you already know.
Yeah, that's true. Unless, like, you know, the like, writing itself is super good and, like, you just can't help yourself, then, you know, the mystery novels kind of lose their magic a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you enjoyed reading Charlie Thorne, because I enjoyed reading April Henry, but to an extent. Like,
can you repeat that?
To an extent. Like, I didn't completely enjoy it. Oh. It was kind of scary. And it kind of made my stomach hurt.
Do you think I could read her books?
Absolutely. I think you should read her books. I think they're very eye-opening. And April Henry herself, she's very big, you know, into true crime. That's where she got a lot of her inspiration from. And as a matter of fact, I actually have two of her books at home. Those are more, you know, marketed for adults, I think. One of them is called Run, Hide, and Fight. This one is about a group of people. They no relation, but they all happen to be at a mall at the same time. And then a group of men come in with guns, and they shoot up the mall.
That was like that one shooting at that mall.
Yeah, the Allen Outlet Mall.
We didn't almost go there. My mom, like, suggested it, but we were like, we're just going to sit, watch TV.
And then another book I have is called The Girl in the White Van. Now, that one was like the craziest one I'd read at the time.
Ooh, it was sounds creepy. Like really,
it was creepy, yeah.
Sounds like a ghost.
No, unfortunately. So it's about a girl who was kidnapped a few years ago. And she, you know, remained that way until another girl was kidnapped. And the second one who was kidnapped managed to free them both. And so they were both reunited. Like I said, these all have really good endings. Good. They might be a little bit, you know, far-fetched endings, but at least they have good endings.
You know, when I was in third grade, there was this book in the library, and I read it, and it was It was kind of like Ariel, but it was about somebody in the land. I don't really remember, but I remember it had a horrible ending. They were both turned into seafoam, and there wasn't a second book. And I asked my friends. I was like so like shaken up, but because I was so scared, I was like, I read the most horrible book, and it didn't have a happy ending. And they stared at me like I lost my mind. They're like, no books have happy endings. And I asked my mom about that. She was like, of course, a lot of books have happy endings.
Yeah, no, nobody understands books like we do, or just yeah. But yeah, that sounds like a traumatizing moment.
It was.
Yeah.
She was so close, then she got turned into seafoam.
That sounds terrible.
With her best friend.
That sounds sad.
And they were in prison as seafoam.
What book is this? Do you remember its title?
I don't know. It was from the Scholastic Book Fair.
Oh, okay.
There wasn't a second book.
The Scholastic Book Fair used to be my life.
Yeah, me too. I would like spend like so much money on it. What was I gonna say?
The Scholastic Book Fair. I know a lot of the books I have now. Some of the books I have now are from there. I used to get a lot of random stuff.
Really?
Yeah, like pens and bookmarks. And I figured, you know, like, let me just get this random stuff and then buy books in the end. And then I never had enough money because it's so expensive. Yeah. You're better off buying these books off of Amazon. But I still remember the way my library smelled when the book fair was there.
Really?
Yeah. Nostalgic.
I could only get like a few books, but I absolutely love when we came to the library before, and our librarian played the trailers of each book, because that made me want to read it. That's how I discovered Liar Society. It's really good. I met the author at the affair too, so you guys should read it, that one too.
I remember my second grade teacher still. Her name was Miss McDonough. She was telling us a story of when she was in elementary school, and it was her birthday. And like a few weeks ago, her father had asked, like, what do you want for your birthday? And she just couldn't decide. And he knew that she loved books. So what he did was he bought every single book from the book fair. And when she got to school on her birthday, they were all sitting on her desk as her birthday, you know, gift. And I thought, like, that is so amazing.
How, but the books are so expensive.
Back in the day, they were not that expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So consider that, like, you know.
That's the best gift somebody could have.
I know. We're such nerds for thinking that. But, like, I still remember my second grade teacher. She was amazing.
You know?
She really liked me, but she did not like anyone else. Because I wasn't a teacher's pet, you know, I didn't really talk much, but I really like to read. So I'd ask her if I could just read instead of doing, like, the random weird little games that the other kids would do, because I didn't enjoy them. And, you know, there's something I want to say on this podcast. In fourth grade, I had some trouble making friends, and I used to never enjoy recess. Our Jess is tapping me on the shoulder. And I used to never enjoy recess because everybody smelled really bad.
What?
And my friends kind of sucked. But I loved to read. And my teacher knew that. Her name was Miss Reynolds. Shout out Miss Reynolds if you're out there somewhere. And one time I asked her, I was like, hey, can I just go to the library during recess and read? And she said, yes. And that's all you got to do, guys. If really? There's something you want in your life, you just got to ask nicely.
I really should have done that because I had a hard time too, and some of my friends, they didn't really notice, cause they were trying to make other people happy. Mm-hmm. They didn't notice when they were doing that. They were making me not happy. You know, hurting me.
Yeah, they weren't your real friends. Yeah,
I don't think they meant
it. You don't think they meant it? Oh.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to, they didn't realize when, because they, like, they're people pleasers.
People pleasers, yeah.
They want to make everybody happy, but when they're trying to make them happy, they start making me happy, so then I have to tell them, and then
they don't take it the right way when you do tell them.
Huh?
They must not take it the right way when you do tell them.
I do. They try to fix it, but then I just learned that that's who they are, mm-hmm. and that, you know.
It's very insightful.
And so in third and fourth grade, they were the worst years of my life. It was like so stressful. I used to cry all the time in the bathrooms, and it was the worst.
Ugh. Dang, I didn't know that, Harjas. That makes me sad.
So I wish I could have gone to the library and just read the whole time.
Yeah. Well, now you're going into sixth grade, which where things are different. Yeah. For one, you can actually, you know, choose better friends. I'm pretty sure you're moving on to a different school, right?
Yeah.
It's a bigger school.
I'm so excited. Do you know there's like a Dungeons and Dragons club there? Yes. I want to do. And do you know there's like this book club, stop motion picture club, an environmental club? And I just want to do all the clubs.
You should do all the clubs. You should go into student council and you should be the president.
Yeah, I lost student council in fifth grade.
Oh, that's because it was a popularity contest. Yeah, not a real election. It was rigged. The election was rigged. But, you know, in sixth grade, your life is more in your hands, you know. Not everybody is telling you what to do. So there's no mandatory recess either. If you want to go sit in the library, you can. But also, it doesn't hurt to ask. If there's a teacher that you really like, and you're like, hey, can I hang out in here for a little bit? They're more likely to say yes, especially if you're a good kid and you care about your grades. That's when, you know, it's kind of grades start to get important. Schoolwork kind of starts to pile up in sixth grade.
Yeah, my mom let me get, like, the schedule.
A planner? Yeah.
And I'm really excited to use it as, like, flowers,
birds. Mine has flowers, too. Mine really? Is blue and it has flowers. Yeah, I'm excited to put all my stuff in there. If you guys don't know, I'm going to TCU. Wish me luck.
Next year, she's going to turn 20.
Don't say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. TCU's. I'm very excited, and I'm excited for her, Jess. And so Kimmy's going to fourth grade, big hug. We're having a big hug right now. And Himmat is going to third grade.
That's her brother, by the way, my cousin.
Big changes are happening, but it's all good stuff.
Okay, well that was it for the Bookshelf and Beyond. My name is Harjas.
My name is Anmol.
And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Goodbye.